This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex and Dawn, I have a great idea.
Yes?
Thank you for asking. I would like to take you two out to lunch. Are you game?
Let's do it. Where are we going?
We are going to the Lowry. I love the Lowry.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite places. They have such good apps, and there are various ways that they can serve you. Three ways. First, we can go inside, or you can order online for the Lowry from one of their delivery partners, or you can pick it up from the restaurant. Should we go inside, though?
Yeah, let's go inside. Let's go have some breakfast.
Okay, and then we'll get some food to go, and it's all my treat.
Can we get food for like 3 days? I'm just asking for a friend.
I think you're kind of stretching my generosity, but they do have amazing breakfast and mimosa flights and Bloody Marys. But Dawn, I don't think you can get the Bloody Marys to go.
All right.
Ooh, and it's Bloody Marys all day, every day.
Well, but I thought Mama needed a beer. Don't you want some Free House beer at the Lowry?
Yeah, actually, let's do it all. Why not? I'm
Dawn,
thirsty, and I get out.
I guess I'll be driving.
You are driving. You can make reservations. You can check out the menu. You can order pickup, and you can order online at thelowryuptown.com. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com and in our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the official taste tester for Meow Mix, ladies and gentlemen,
Ooh.
Queen of the cat food, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And good morning to Kenny.
Well, good morning, cats in the cradle.
That's right. Good morning to all of you on this Thursday, October 29th. Okay, Kat, I get it. I get it. 2020, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Cat Day.
Yeah.
Welcome. And Kenny's favorite day, welcome to National Hermit Day, welcome to National Oatmeal Day, and welcome to your very first sip. I get it, Kat. To your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, how...
Oh.
Describe your coffee in two words. Go.
Oh. Love, warm.
It's like password.
And the password is Lex's coffee.
Dawn McLean, three words.
Not enough caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Or not any caffeine. Not any caffeine.
Right. Not any caffeine. Kenner Mattel.
Creamy Velveeta cheese.
Oh.
Just like the moon this morning. Did you guys see the moon at all? It was orange. It was orange. It was very cool, yeah.
Cool. Ooh.
Mine is snap, crackle, and it has pop. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Nice. Cheers. Cheers. Oh, life juice.
Happy cat day, everyone. Mm-hmm. Meow, meow. Happy cat day. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. Get out there and celebrate
pet your
cats. Pet your kitty.
Give your kitty an extra treat. Some more catnip.
Some more loving. Mm-hmm. Maybe change the litter today. That's always a good thing for you and your cat.
And your guests. Well, guests? What am I talking about?
Yeah. Welcome to Project Down and Dirty, day three. We only have one more day to go, and then tomorrow night for $10, tomorrow night, and if you buy the ticket for $10, you will see and hear the world premiere of the MyTalk 107.1 comedic interpretation of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. And the tickets are still available. Go to MyTalk1071.com. Click on Project Down and Dirty, get those tickets. And by the way, while you're there, don't forget to look at the live stream right now. Let's wave at the camera, everybody. You can see us on Zoom. That's right.
Hey, girl, hey.
You can watch radio, Kenny. You can watch
radio.
Isn't
it? People it's just sitting there talking.
Just sitting there. Just talking. Yeah. Doing nothing but talking. So if you would like to, if you would like to watch radio.
Ooh.
Go to our website, click on Project Down and Dirty, and you'll see the live stream. But any hoodly doodly.
I feel like I should have like put a drape or something behind me. Or
let me see. Let me look at
your little background.
I mean,
right now it's weatherized. We put the little saran wrap on the window.
Yeah, I'm not going to criticize, but it is a little barren.
Called.
It's a little barren, Lexa Lulu. I mean, for you, because you're crafty, you decorate things. Is there anything you can put in your background?
Can you
anything?
Whip something up during the show? Because this
exactly.
is the
Thank
last
you, Don.
Time.
Exactly.
I'll hook some stuff up. I'll be able
can you
to
hook some stuff?
Crocheter.
That's right. Your bland walls are very distracting.
Yeah. And Dawn, I will say, your new camera position, your new lighting, you're even more beautiful than
Great
you were
angle,
yesterday.
Girl.
Great angle.
Yeah, that was worth it, changing it, right?
Girl, Dawn was on.
Yeah.
Dawn was on her knees in dust and hairballs, old interns. We found Donnie Love down there.
A little bit of vomit.
Did you see the picture on my Instagram? Yeah.
The hundreds
disgusting.
Of cords.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Berger was down there hanging out. We found all of our old employees. Luca was down there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. I never got to meet Luca, but I've heard of the
Marjorie.
Legend.
Uh-huh. Ian and Marjorie were down there. It was crazy. So,
yep.
But Dawn survived, and the result is a new, beautiful camera angle that you can all see if you go to our live stream. So, every Project Down and Dirty, all 10 of them, always has a foundation of charity. We are raising, each show is raising money for a different, fantastic charity. Ours is Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. So let's go right now to the Alexis Thompson, Jerry Lewis Telethon Donation Desk. And see what our total is this morning. Take it away, Alexis.
All right, then. With 162 people donating, we have $9,209.
Wow! Kenny, did you hear that? We're nearing $10,000.
That is very, very impressive, but there's still one question remaining here as
what
I tap
that,
my
Kenny?
Fingers on the desk. Where do we stand among the other shows?
Great yes. question, Lex. Do you
very,
have the answer to
very
that?
Very importante. We
I
are
also
number
have a question. We are number
one.
One?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Wow.
Does this
so
include
awesome.
Our matching sponsors?
It does include. Well, go ahead.
Some
please.
Of them. Some,
yes.
I'm sorry, Alexis.
One?
I. Yes, Dawn,
one.
Lex, good question. Yes, we are real total. Are you ready?
Yes.
Our real total is over $11,000.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. Baby.
I
yes.
am shocked.
We hit our goals, but we always have other goals, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So thankful for that, you guys. We know it's hard times and lives have changed for people. And we just want to say, if you can't even afford to give 20 right now, just buy a ticket. You know,
yes.
just
it
buy a
them.
Ticket for 10,
That's
and then
true.
It'll be divided among the charities.
Oh,
That's how
idea.
That works. So we
oh.
get it. We understand people have lost their jobs.
Yes.
And it's real tough. So
That's a
Jason,
great
how many
idea,
packs?
Amazing.
How many packs of Marlboro Reds can we buy for the elderly with 11K?
Whoa!
Considering
a lot of
I'm glad Kenny brought this up because I'm now an expert because I'm now my mother's cigarette mule. So I do, you know, she.
Yeah.
I've never bought cigarettes in my life, and she only smokes like she's weaning herself off. I think she does like one a day. But anyway, I now know how much they are. And
how much are they?
You do not want to know.
Literally, yes.
Different per state.
Give me a price for a carton. Lex, what do you think a
carton? Oh, a carton. Is there 10 in a carton or 12?
I think 10.
Ten.
I'm going to say $60.
Oh, I'm going $92, Jason.
Kenny is exactly right.
What?
Kenny is exactly right.
Wow.
What?
$89 for a carton.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's been in Missouri, dirty old Missouri, they're cheaper because they want everyone smoking, I guess.
Oh,
I know. They're like $3 a pack at the most. Those are the expensive ones.
Really?
So I used to buy super cheap cigarettes, and I would get a carton for $23.
Oh, wow.
But that was in my 20s because I quit smoking.
Yeah, yeah, it shocked me. The guy, because my mom smokes, like I said, she does. She's gotten better, bless her heart. And obviously with the stress of this year, she was almost done. And anyway, she smokes these like misty light 120s, which are basically sticks. They're basically air.
Oh my God.
And foam.
But she likes a long cigarette. I love that. It's a 120. Respect.
Well, I went to a gas station, and the guy, this is no joke. This is honestly no joke for the show. I went to Bobby and Steve's in downtown because this was within the first week my mother had relocated, and bless her heart, I was just trying to get anything to make her comfortable.
Yeah.
So I go to the Bobby's and Steve, and I go, hi, guys. I said, I don't know how to buy cigarettes. Do you guys have misty light 120s? And the guy looked at me, and he goes, is this for an old lady? And I said,
yes, as a matter of fact, my
mom. I go, I don't consider her an old lady because it's my mother, but she is 66. So, I mean, fine, whatever. And he goes, no, we don't carry old lady cigarettes here. And he started laughing. He was very nice about it. But he goes, no, we don't carry old lady cigarettes. And I go, well, where does one get misty light 120s?
Wow. How many trips did you make, James, before you found them?
Well, luckily, all these tobacco shops have every, it's like Willy Wonka for nicotine. They have every kind of flavor of cigarette. So there's a nicotine shop. So I bought her a carton when she got here, and I haven't done it since. Like I said, she doesn't smoke very often, but it was just very funny. But I was shocked when he rang it up.
Wow.
I mean, not that my mother's worth whatever. I'll give her my Amex or whatever. But when he said the total, I looked like Wile E. Coyote from my eyes bugged out. I was like, honk, honk, honk. I was like, what?
You're looking at the anvil coming. What?
That's three nights of serums. What are you talking about? That's at least 2 hours of pool tabs. What?
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. Okay, stay right there. We are just getting started. It is 6:13. It's Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama. As Dawn McClain said, tickets are on sale now. All proceeds go to frontline COVID relief charities, Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, Align of Health, Caring for Caregivers Fund, Every Meal, which is a great organization, and Springboard for the Arts. Back after this. Day two of Project Down and Dirty. Or it's actually day three, rather. A Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama. Right here on My Talk 107.1. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Thursday, October 29th, 2020. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. So yesterday was day two of actually recording our classic radio drama, War of the Worlds, where all the My Talk players are playing various roles created for us by a fantastic, I always forget his first name, Mr. Thatcher.
Jeffrey
Thatcher, screenwriter extraordinaire, redid War of the Worlds to have a more comedic tone to fit us, our personalities. And boy, that came out yesterday. Well, Lex knows what I'm getting to. We'll get to that in a second.
What does that say about us, Jesus?
I know. So yesterday, I think all four of us, of us were on. Dawn, I know I saw you when I got there. Yesterday, you were wondering who the hell you were. Did you ever figure out who the hell you are or were?
Yes. I don't know who I am today. Apparently, I'm doing something with you from 1:45 to 2:30.
I did see that on the call sheet. Yeah, we are working together. No, Dawn, do you have any idea what we're doing?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I was yesterday. I was the Speaker of the House and Miss Braunschweiger.
Yes.
Can you give us a taste of Miss Braunschauger's voice? Can you give us a little preview?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can do it right now. Maybe they'll just have to pay the $10 to listen to it.
Oh, tease. Tease.
Because she's the TV station
I was trying to do Joan Crawford,
manager.
I'll say that.
Oh, you're doing Joan Crawford?
I was trying to do Joan Crawford.
I was lucky yesterday, Jason. I got to play a GLer.
Yeah.
You did?
It's an inside joke.
What?
You'll have to wait and watch.
Seriously?
And then I'm just assuming he's a GLer. Let's just leave it at that and move on so I don't get in trouble. And then I actually was able to play myself.
Yeah.
You were, yes. And Kenny, you didn't see this, or maybe you weren't, or are aware, or weren't aware, or are aware of what was happening at the studio. So the very end of my day with Donna Valentine was with Kenny. So I look at the sheet. B. Arthur flies down the hallway on her broom and drops off brand new, freshly written scripts for the back half of yesterday. So about two or three pages. And these pages included Kenny. And my name was on there. My name wasn't on there. So they had me do the sound effects. What's it called? Lex, what do you call it?
The folly work.
Yeah. Not Foley, Folly.
Foley.
So the director, Peter Rothstein, says, Jason and Donna, we're going to use you for Foley since you're not on this. So we go up there, and Kenny is playing basically himself. And there's a couple observations that I have. And the first one is, I hear this discussion back and forth of, and here's the question, should Kenny play Kenny? Or an exaggerated version of Kenny. And there was a serious debate that just, I don't know why it cracked me up. I'm like, only in our job would this conversation be happening. Should we have Kenny just play himself? Or should we have Kenny ramp up Kenny a little bit?
We don't want to mock Kenny. It's like, wait a minute, Kenny mocks Kenny for
Kenny
a living.
Kenny mocks Kenny.
So, what was the consensus?
You play yourself,
just
right?
Myself.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm ridiculous. So I was ridiculous.
Oh, I love it.
So Kenny's playing with Traffic Reporter. So then they look at Valentine and I, and Donna and I are a little tired. Like Donna's spent, we're both, and Steve was a 13 yesterday in the back half of the day. So poor Donna was just, she was exhausted. So we're standing up there and they give Donna a church bell. Or I'm sorry, I had the church bell and she had like a boat bell in her hand. Well, the church bell, this thing is like this long tubular piece of steel that is on a rope. And we have to, as Kenny's talking about traffic, Donna and I are rhythmically hitting these bells. And this thing was so heavy. I was doing like, I felt like I was working out on my arms, on my biceps, because I'm holding this thing and I'm like, oh, Kenny, please get done with your traffic, because I don't know how much longer Donna and I can do this. And then we started laughing, and the Foley stuff is just a hoot. Like when you hear that, everybody, when you hear the show on Friday, and we really hope you will spend the $10. Just know all of those sound effects are not created by computers or anything. They're created by human beings. And it was just
so
a blast.
Cool to see the video.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in there and doing it too. The crunching of cabbage and...
Yeah, I volunteered to do the effects of a body hitting the ground, and I gave an example. I hit something on my desk, and I was quickly vetoed by the professional.
I heard that.
Quickly vetoed.
I heard your veto. I heard it.
Not
yes.
up to snuff.
Well, when we come back, let's just say Alexis and I did something we've never done before in our friendship. We... Mm-mm. Sexual innuendos when we come back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. It is day three of Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama. Get your tickets, $10. You'll get access on Friday.
That's tomorrow already, guys.
I can't believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get a special YouTube link.
Mm-hmm.
See the video. Oh, wow. And it'll be available through the weekend. And then if you want to just listen, You can listen. That will be free on Monday, November 2nd from 7 to 8 p.m.
But you want this video, as Dawn said in the last segment. You want this video. It's so great. We have cameras everywhere. They're capturing every moment. I don't even want to think of poor Pat and the video. Because Colin asked that.
Oh, my God. Colin, this is what I've been thinking the whole time. Thank you.
That's what Colin said. Colin was like, what are you guys doing, meaning today? What are you guys doing tomorrow after all of your recording is over? And I said, well, we're going to sit back and pray for the videographers and the editors, because they have to put together this video in less than 24 hours because we're going to wrap up our stuff today. I think, Dawn, you and I are probably the, unless they're pickups, as they call them, you and I are, and Donna are the final things. And then from 3 to 3, basically, from 3 o'clock today until 3 o'clock tomorrow, our team behind the scenes has to edit this together.
And he's here. You know that Pat comes in every morning. He's here when I'm here.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, before I start my Dirt Alert, he has his laptop over there, and he is, I don't know what he's doing.
Pat has to do the editing?
Pat is our videographer,
Kenny. I think
so. So he's in the studio with you right now?
He's not. He left, but he comes in before the show starts to set his laptop doing something over there. I'm not quite sure. Maybe recording our Zoom. I don't know what he's doing, but it's a really nice laptop. And when I was trying to readjust my camera angle, I touched it, and I was like, oh, God. Nothing happened, but I put my hand on it, and I'm like, did I do something? And
then
I
didn't even tell him. Don't touch the fancy computer, Dawn. Don't touch the fancy computer.
So he's here when I get here. I mean, he's here like after I get here at 5:30 or so, but he's here until like 6 every night. So Pat stays the longest out of everyone. He is doing like 12-hour days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he wants to kind of organize it afterward, right? Just to be able to find it easier.
Or maybe they're going as, I would do it as I go along. Yeah. And then piece it together in chunks, I guess.
Maybe that's what Carl's doing sound-wise, too.
Yeah, our sound guy's Carl. Well, and the point being, my talkers, the reason we're telling you the behind-the-scenes stuff is, A, well, that's what we do here on Project Dawn and Dirty Week. But number two, that's why when you spend the $10, you will appreciate the work that our behind the scenes folks are doing. We are really, this is an easy year for us.
We are so screwed next year.
Oh, we are. They're going to send us back to boot camp or something. Yeah, they're going to make us.
I promise you, I won't.
Kenny, stop it. Stop it. Yes, you will. I'm never letting you leave.
I think I might have gotten to Steve yesterday. He is impossible to get to, drive nuts. But I had to do that segment we were talking about earlier, Jason, where I played myself. Steve was playing a reporter. And, I was goofing around, looking at my neck, going, oh, Jesus, I got to shave my neck, the gray hair, and I was just being a dumb. And all of a sudden, Steve's video disappeared, and we did our segment with just me on video and not Steve. Oh. And Steve was really, really into the character. Like, actor's studio type into it, where he was living the part. I think I got to him. I think he had to turn it all off just to concentrate on being
that reporter.
Oh, that's
funny, because I'm trying to, get through this huge paragraph. I'm reading over it, and he's singing in the background. And I'm trying to, I'm like, I need to hear Peter, our director, if he tells me anything. But I'm like, I couldn't focus on it. So they were like, okay, are we ready to go? And I'm like, I've just looked at this for the first time, and I should have said, and Steve won't shut up. So can I have a few minutes here? And he goes, oh, sure, yeah, we actually will take, you can have like 5 minutes. So I took my headphones off because Steve was doing all kinds of things. Not even on video, just through the mic, like crazy.
Well, he said that his computer died, but do we believe him?
No.
No.
I think I'm going to believe I got to him. That's what I'm gonna believe.
I like that better too.
Because if you're watching the live stream, and I encourage you to do so at mytalk1071.com, you might have heard some of the conversations in the commercial break. I told my friends here, I said, the reunion show will be interesting because, we're not living together. We're really not.
You've been seeing each other, right?
Seeing each
when
other,
you guys go, so, you go to a very specific area and
poor
B.
Arthur, you know, and here's where I'll compliment B. Arthur, too. And B. Arthur really is so busy. She's just kind of keeping her head above water without drowning. And I just said, wow, you know, the reunion show will be interesting because usually it's filled with stories and blah, blah, blah. But we don't really have that this year.
We don't have any stories.
I will tell you, it is I'll repeat what I said yesterday. I don't see Steve a lot for obvious reasons. You know, we're basically opposite schedules. It is so interesting to see him in the wild, per se. Yeah. When there is no downtime for him. Like, what I mean,
no.
There's no off
on,
switch.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. There's
always
no silence. There, you know, right. When we're between takes, he'll start talking to just Donna. Like doing
time.
a little routine. It is fascinating. I want to get like a psych. I want to get somebody to study this.
A psychologist.
There's some. And I'm not being mean at all. It is fascinating. There can be no silence. He has to fill the
void.
It is
his brain
fascinating
is like,
to me.
It's just going. He admits that he is definitely. He thinks an undiagnosed ADD.
Yeah.
Oh no. We've successfully diagnosed
right.
him. We don't need a doctor. We don't need a doctor.
Yeah. Honestly, I think he's a great guy, and I give him crap and stuff. But honestly, he is just. I mean, during the show with them, I mean, he's always doing something to keep it interesting. It's just sometimes a lot to take.
Yeah, it's exhausting is what it is. Just go ahead and
because
say
I've
it.
Done because I did this whole show first. I think if I was approaching it and I was just producing their show, but I just flat out tell them. I mean, Donna and I are like, oh God, you know, he'll glom onto something. Like this week, it's been the phrase "Good morning, guys." Good morning, guys. And he keeps saying it. And it's a motivational speaker or something that he heard. And he can't get it out of his head. So, like, he just pops it in constantly. And then there's, like, put me down for a yes queen has increased to where he says that a lot. And so that needs to be a State Fair t-shirt.
Yes, queen.
He goes, put me down
from?
For a yes queen. That's his favorite thing to say.
Wow, and I thought we were Looney Tunes, but we're like sitting in a doctor's office waiting room sometimes compared to
just like zoning out like.
And you guys, he does all
energy.
That, does the afternoon talk show, and he has a million kids. He has four kids.
He has a million children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
God
crazy.
Blessed him with ADD because he'd be so worn out.
He needs it. Yeah.
Exhausted. Yeah. Six.
I need some advice from you three before I go to break.
Yeah.
I'm trying to show you my phone to the camera.
Let me
it's
put it up to the camera.
Up.
Okay. What is it? Is it nude pictures?
It's
what
Donna.
Is
I took a video yesterday before we were recording, and Donna was sitting there quietly and silently smelling her mask. She'd take it off, she'd smell it,
yes,
put it down, then she'd smell it again.
She's been doing that for the whole week.
She does?
And then she started smelling her fingers.
Fingers.
So she's putting her hand, and she's visibly, and I have that on tape, and I'm thinking,
wait a second.
Do I use this?
Yes.
Or what do I do?
She thinks the mask.
What did she say her fingers smelt like?
Skunk.
It was something nasty.
Skunk.
Yes.
Day one of Project Down and Dirty, Lex and I are logged in. We're waiting to do our part. And from the universe in the background, we just hear Donna Valentine in the background go, my fingers smell like skunk. And we're excuse me,
she's
what?
She's trying to figure out where the stink is coming from.
Well,
and
I can
like,
tell
but it's
you
just
where.
My fingers.
She
no,
thinks
I can
it's
tell
the
you
new
where.
My
where
Talk
is it
mask.
Coming from?
It's Skunk Bud. She's at home twisting up big fat Bob Marley's and burning them.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're like, it's just your fingers? Like, where could this be coming from? But I didn't know she was smelling her mask, too. Yes, you must post that immediately, or do we need a goal for our charity at this point?
It just seems mean to post video of a lady smelling her fingers. It doesn't seem right.
She is a lady, but it is Donna. Well, let's just be clear.
She's from New Jersey. She
actually,
can handle it.
Exactly. I respect her. I actually respect Donna. Yeah. I like her.
6:41. When we come back, everyone, we'll give you a total, and then sexual innuendos between Jason and Alexis.
Ew. Do we have to do that?
Yeah. Right. That's the appropriate response.
I gotta go, guys.
You stay right there. And so you stay right there, too. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk1071. And streaming around the world at MyTalk1071.com.
You're my fire, Jason.
You're my fire, girl.
Uh-oh, here it
I want it that way, Jace.
Kenny, I don't like this at all.
Come here, Lex.
Ving time here. Richard.
We're taking just
more George Michael.
More, yeah. Oh, okay.
What did you say, Kenny?
A little Elton John.
Oh.
What did you say, Kenny?
Constant craving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
boy. Little Katie Lang.
How about I want your sex? How about that?
You guys, you're freaking everybody out. Here.
If you don't stop doing this, we don't even know the story yet. Kenny and I are going to start flirting with each other just to battle you.
Oh, I don't want to do that because you're like my sister. So don't. No, I won't. No.
Try us doing it, you guys. It was very uncomfortable.
Okay. What happened?
I closed my eyes.
Here's what we're talking about. Welcome back. It's day three of Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama, where we are recreating a fantastic new comedic interpretation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. And we'll be doing it on the very, well, you'll be hearing it on the very anniversary of the broadcast. So, Jeffrey Thatcher, the fantastic screenwriter, has redid the script, giving all of the My Talk hosts and players roles. And through the week and through getting to know us, Jeffrey has been kind enough to kind of contort and adjust the script accordingly. Well, they thought it would be funny to put Alexis and I in a scene together where we're doing nothing but going back and forth with sexual innuendos.
What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
They're sicker than we are.
They are, and we didn't get this until, you know, yesterday.
The script,
pretty much right before. So I'm reading through it going, oh, is this what they mean? What the?
Yeah.
Huh?
Alexis was laughing before we even, Kenny and Don, my talker, started rehearsing, because we did like one take of rehearsal. So originally, in the original script, there's a flight commander, and he's in a jet, and he's, you know, getting ready to attack the Martians.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
On cold read night, which was Monday, I decided to do the flight commander as Lance de Havilland Colby, my very masculine character. And so the behind the
Give
scenes...
Give us a little taste, Jace, of Lance.
I'm releasing my bomb, you know, and I was bombs away.
Oh boy.
So they took the script and Jeffrey added more perverted sexual back and forth between. Ooh. So, but then I'm talking to
an airman, which is me.
Who I call Hi Airman. So I'm talking to Alexis, who's my airman, who's my backup.
You're right behind me.
I'm right. She's saying she is talking about straddling something.
Oh, and then I'm love like, it.
And then
it's
I'm not.
Hot.
We're not gonna. It's hot. So let's not give anything more away. But I will tell you this, Kenny and Dawn, forget me. The best part of this, where I did have to just kind of go, was Alexis basically recreates the orgasm scene from when Harry met Sally.
Oh, at the table? Oh,
she
yeah.
is basically screaming in ecstasy as then I come in.
Oh, my Lord.
I come in. I let her. Finish as to, you know, kind of
wrap it up.
I let her wrap it up. And then I come in with a line that when I read the script, I go, oh my goodness, they're really not going to have me say this line. Yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Our parents will be so proud, Jeez.
So proud. And I looked at our director, Peter Rothstein. I go, because the first character I played yesterday was real butch, like real manly, like Charlton Heston, Marlboro Man, John Wayne, you know what I mean? And then the second had the other character was Lance, and it was hysterical, well, the
and
juxtaposition.
I had to counter your Lance during it, so I'm actually like, I'm a man doing that scene. So I'm real low.
This Dawn, Dawn and Kitty, my talkers, here's Alexis. This is Alexis before we started going. You know, they're trying to figure out the sound effects, so there's a lot of downtime. So Alexis, this is my favorite part, guys. Alexis is practicing, and she's going like this.
Hi, sir. Hi. Sir, I'm right behind. Okay, I gotta go lower. I'm right. How do I go lower? Hi. I am in an airplane. I'm in it. And she keeps trying to make her voice. And then she's like, how do I sound more manly? And then the crew is just cracking up listening to Alexis go through her line, trying to not sound like Alexis.
Oh. Guys.
How do I sound more manly?
And you admit you can't do voices very well.
No, I feel like I just sound like
not a good
me.
Liar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, well, there's me again. Or it's, you know, some like Indian leprechaun. You know, I'm like, that's not appropriate for what we're doing right now.
I totally see that the other night that you said the only, if you try to do some type of an accent or voice, it's just an Indian leprechaun.
It is.
Yeah. He's like, what's that? I'm like, I don't know, but I love the description.
It's true, but you're
like,
right.
Lucky Charms, but.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad. And I just thought, oh, man, how are we going to do this? Especially when we have Zoom going and we can see each other. So I just kind of kept looking to the side. And then, Kenny, I had the same kind of question, too, because something like that, you have to go over the top. I mean, this is ridiculousness, you know? So we just, we did it.
She goes with her last little orgasmic. She goes, do I do this like... all the way? Like, do I? Basically, like, do I?
Yes,
am I?
Commit 100%.
And Peter Rossi, the director, goes, absolutely. And I see B. Arthur. I see B. Arthur.
Yeah,
who,
you guys, what was going on over there, geez? Because
B. Arthur is in front of me, Lex, and she has her headphones on so she can see. She's holding her head in her palms. She's like shaking her head, like, no, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear Alexis and Jason. I don't want to hear Jason and Alexis talk about straddling each other and coming in.
Bombs.
Coming in the rear, and my bomb is away. Whoa. And yes.
Oh my
Kenny,
gosh.
That's a line. I'm coming in the rear.
We're doing a countdown.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
There's lasers.
Oh, well, she's. Alexis is getting burned by a hot laser.
What would happen between you two if we actually had to put on a live play on stage and you two had to make out?
No.
Guys. Ew. No. I thought you were going to say, Kenny, I don't even know, Lex, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If we had to, and we are professionals, but if we had to do, this is where I thought you were going, Kenny. If we had to do this live, Lex, I don't know if we could get through it.
Oh no.
Right.
I mean, the practice, I broke up. I kept cracking up because looking ahead and reading your lines and then my response. And yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. We would have definitely cracked.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, because I thought he was going to make us do it again.
Oh, I know. And he goes, did you hear what he said, Lex? I didn't mean to cut you off. Kenny and Dawn, Peter goes, after Lex and I did it once, Peter looks at the crew and he goes, we can only do this one more time. And he was serious. He goes, we can't do this a lot. We can't do this a lot. Because I guess it's so uncomfortable to hear the two of us, Lex, talk about sexy time.
I'm trying to be a man in ecstasy, you know?
Oh, God. Whoa. Lex, trying to change your voice. Is this manly enough? Can I go lower? How do I lower my voice?
How do I do this?
Hey. Oh, back it up.
So
back it up.
Here.
I'm straddling the Mendota Bridge. That was.
That's one of the lines.
He's such a good writer.
Go get those tickets now so you can see all this at mytalk1071.com. We'll be back right after this with a donation total.